Hey, Danielle. How are you feeling overall as the season ends, health-wise?
It was kind of, anyway, frustration because we didn't make the playoffs. Anyway, but like overall, I would say about my play, it was kind of tough start again with the injury and battle through it. But by end of the, I would say like the second half of the year, was kind of trying to find my game and was pretty close when I wanted to be. Was kind of the unlucky play, especially in an Islanders game, yeah, when I got hit. So yeah, kind of, anyway, frustration ended another year with the injury.
What kind of goals do you have for this particular offseason in terms to be ready?
Just want to kind of simple, working hard, you know, just getting ready and be healthy for next season. It's going to be the huge summer anyway. Just want to work on some, like, the goalie stuff and, like, just keep it the same confidence that I got by end of the season. And go on from there.
Are you fully healed from that last injury?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting there and feel much better now. It's almost clear. So, like, no problem at all.
That's good. It's just, I mean, you've had a number of bad luck kind of injuries. Do you feel, I mean, you're still young. Do you feel like, let's just get them out of the way and hopefully?
Oh, yeah. Just hopefully it should be the last injury. Just cross the fingers. Yeah. in the future, and just want to, like, to play the games like I did the second half of the season. Just enjoyed that, like, played, like, against good teams, you know, and just being an NHL goaler.
Yeah. You went kind of where I was going to ask is that stretch you're talking about, that span of time, mm-hmm. How important was that for you mentally as we go forward to know mm-hmm. that if you do stay healthy and everything, that you can be a top goalie in this league?
Yeah, it was kind of good stretch, especially like you said, for like the mentally, and you trusted more yourself, you know. It was like really important one, and make, especially for me, you know, like I can play good at this league and this level, you know, to help the team get the points and get the chance for a win. So, and just like, and this offseason, just trying to keep this kind of mindset and go with this in the next season.
I believe when you played in Finland, Backstrom was working with you a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, he was like the development goalie coach, so he was kind of like the Finnish dad there.
How much did it help to have him here? Did you enjoy working with
him
this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know Bax long time, so yeah, it was kind of really helpful, you know, how I can play and, you know, like all the stuff, especially with the goalie skate. So we're really connected with him, so he was really helpful, especially in this season. We did the every day something, and it helped, like, during all this pain, especially by the end, it shows some result.
How beneficial was it for you to have the likes of Ivan Provorov and Kirill Marchenko and Chinnikov and Voronkov on the team, and then just maybe the special friendship that you guys have?
I mean, it's a huge Russian group here, so yeah, I'd say like it's 25%, or it's pretty a lot. It's a lot of Russian language in the room, you know, sometimes you want to be away from it. Sometimes too much, but yeah, it was good, you know. We were like hanging out together, especially on the roads, usually going to the dinners. Yeah, we got another 25% Russian text with us, so yeah, he's getting there. He's Russian better than worse English. Yeah, and this is a lot, I mean, for a group. They're pretty skilled guys, young guys. It's a lot of energy from these guys, you know, especially like from the Pro V, he's playing a lot in NHL, and he got some tips and notes for us, you know, and we can get this for a future.
How would you describe your relationship with Elvis Merzlikins?
Very good. Like, he's a good teammate. We're supporting each other. Anyway, the net just only got one. Yeah, and we both want to play there. And it just the who is better at the moment. This goal is planned. You just need, you know, working hard and show to the coaches you're ready to play and be this goalie who help your team get the win. So, and but otherwise we're really supported each other anyway, who is playing. When you're on the bench, like waking up, you're just getting help to your starter.
And just going off of that, do you feel like you can be the number one goalie next season?
I mean, if I do like the same kind of like consistently, you know, the same job, don't thinking too much about the really results, you know, just trying to enjoy the game and get the chats come to you, finding your spot, you know, being like the same confidence you need. The one thing I think you should get it proof if you want to be like the starter, the goalie number one, and especially a good number one, you should rubber some games, you know, for a team. It's not enough. You need to get the chance for a win. Sometimes, you know, especially with the back-to-back games, when you get the chance, the guys is not that fresh, you know, they can lose a lot of energy. And you should be this guy who will lead your team, you know.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys. Yeah, have a good time.